And it's always, you know, an unfortunate circumstance where you have an employer who felt like they have done their diligent work in terms of researching whether they wanted to be self-funded or not, buying stop-loss insurance coverage, but then having that surprise that becomes a liability.
That's Kurt Hagg, Senior Vice President of Sales and Account Management at Optum. And this is Get Smart on Stop Loss. I'm Nina Bupasavan. Like with any type of insurance, there can be gaps that leave you open to risk. But there are ways to build confidence in your stop-loss coverage. Joining Kurt and me today to talk about protecting against liability is Ellen Matolo, the Director of Medical Clinical Management at Optum. Ellen, what are aspects of care that are costing employers more than expected?
There's actually a lot of them right now because of the cost of specialty pharmacy drugs. There's also a big increase in cancer treatments. Cancer treatments are more aggressive, more costly, longer. And also, I think site of care is a surprise. In other words, getting your treatment in a facility versus an outpatient facility versus in home.
Protection from liability can start with a process of selecting a stop-loss plan. What's a step some employers miss?
More often than not, they start with a spreadsheet. And that spreadsheet is only looking at a few of the things that are contract options, the fixed pricing, which always comes into play. But they're not really drilling into where could my potential exposure be based on the wording within the policy of the stop-loss carrier that they're working with. So there is value in the benefits and the features and the contract wording that could end up costing employers more in the long run by having claims excluded or reduced for payment than what they initially thought just simply from a spreadsheet.
So understanding contract language is key. What are some contract phrases and terminology employers and their stop-loss partners need to understand?
There's a multitude of different things that can happen that would surprise employers. Reasonable and customary definitions within a stop-loss contract can actually cap what the reimbursement's going to be for a particular claim, even though the employer funded a higher amount. We also see medical necessity language that could be over and above what's built into the employer plan document, that if it's not considered medically necessary by the stop-loss carrier, that particular claim could be excluded from coverage. Also, experimental and investigational language continues to be an area of focus and potential exposure for an employer.
You mentioned the plan document. What role does it play?
One of the most significant tools an employer has is their plan document. And having a firm understanding exactly what costs they want to cover and how those costs are covered is very important. There's a lot of management and control that they can have built in there that our stop-loss policy will follow, but at the same time tries to have mechanisms in place to not limit care, but to control costs.
How might that play out for an employer?
One example where we saw a claim come in for $85,000 for a drug that's only used for cancer. The diagnosis the claimant had, who was a physician, was not cancer-related. So we talked to the case manager at the third-party administrator, and according to their plan doc language, the drug had to be FDA-approved for the diagnosis. So what finally happened with this was that medication was not medically necessary for this individual, and the plan actually saved a good deal of money if you multiply 85 times 12, as well as the stop-loss carrier.
It sounds like a key to confidence in a stop-loss plan is a strong partner who can collaborate with employers.
I think there's more and more brokers involved in even looking at the value of working more collaboratively with different situations. I think the third-party administrators are doing the same thing. So I'm seeing way more interest in our customers working towards value-based options because everybody's seeing the elevation of costs generically and trying to work together to control those.
There's a lot of choice in the stop-loss carriers out there, and with that choice, everyone's different. And so don't assume just because it's third-party stop-loss that all are the same.
Thanks to Kurt Hagg, the Senior VP of Sales and Account Management at Optum, and Ellen Matolo, Director of Medical and Clinical Management for Optum. You have been listening to the Get Smart on Stop-Loss podcast.